podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited to join us today. Before I jump into the podcast, go over and leave a five-star review. We really love those reviews. Leave some comments. I read all of them, and we would really appreciate that. But before we get started, I definitely want to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $450 off, and you'll get the best customer service you'll ever expect. Just mention Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's something... You know, when I started teachhoops.com, it was what I would have wanted as a young coach before, you know, all the state championships and all the nationally ranked teams that I've coached. And not to brag, just to kind of tell kind of my journey, I would have killed for this stuff because it would have made my life so much easier, a little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. And we are the only people out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Follow the roadmap, work on your craft, and you get me, one-on-one mentoring. So I can't imagine anything better than that. I don't know. Anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Today, I'm going to talk about combination defenses. I'm going to talk briefly about why we do combination defenses, what make them, or junk defenses, what make them great. We'll talk about the triangle and two, the inverted triangle and two, a couple of unique ones that we run that don't maybe box in one, but there's some other unique ones that we kind of talk about. But I think the question most people have is why play a combination defenses? So first thing is, I think it's changing defenses is a great way to force offenses to stop a run. So, you know, maybe someone has come down and scored three or four possessions. It's a great way to change momentum and to change runs. It's also hard to recognize. If you're running a box in one, sometimes people think it's a 2-3. Sometimes people think it's a matchup. So it's hard to figure out what to do. And it's something that most teams have not practiced against. I find that a good way to kind of to jump into it. If you play good man-to-man defense, let's say you're playing a triangle and two, you can have two guys playing a regular, normal man-to-man on the two people, or you can have them running sag, or you have them running denial. But the great thing is, if you're already good at man, running a combination defense is not any more difficult. It keeps the offenses off track. It really does. You can't cover dribble drive. You're getting beat off the dribble or getting in the paint. It's a way to get extra help in that paint. Because part of the people are playing zone, part of them are playing man. It allows your biggest player, maybe if they're in foul trouble or they're not a very good defender, to keep them in there. Switching from man to just straight zone doesn't always stop those runs. And to be honest, it's going to dare their non-scorers. It's going to push their non-scorers to the limit. It's going to push them to take some shots that they don't necessarily want to. And I think that's a good thing. If you've got a rim protector, it's a no-brainer. And something that I have seen over the time is some of the best players get really frustrated because they're not able to get their shots. They're getting denied. They're part of that triangle and two. They're two guys are playing man on them. So those of you that are watching right now, I'm just going to briefly share my screen and I'm going to show you some of what is in our course at combinationdefenses.com. I will put the links down below, but I'm going to share and show you. Kind of show you what so we play triangle and two. We play inverted triangle and two, which kind of switches the triangle. If those of you that are watching, we run a diamond in one, we run a box in one, we run a two, which is two men playing zone and three men playing a man-to-man, whatever principle you're going to do that. We also run something called 10x. 10x is kind of a one-man zone, so we have everything kind of covered in relation to all the different defenses. If you want to see the drills, if you want to see the handouts, you want to see videos, on every combination defense. If you want to beat the best team on your schedule, check it out down below. I hope this was kind of a reason that you will think about going to the next level and running the combination, or any one of the combination defenses. Inside of the course, we also talk about how to beat it, some offensive tricks that will help you take your coaching to the next level. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.